Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, no.
Yay.
No!
Hello.
Mmm.
Aren't you glad we worked on our levels today?
Mm-hmm. Tickled.
I'm riding them rather carefully. How are your rusty spoons?
Stop it! Stop it! Don't like it.
I've got a paper clip in my hand that I sharpened. I'm going to stick it into me thumb.
No!
Don't do it.
I came by to give you my political endorsement.
Salad, I didn't know you were political.
You know, this is going to be a game changer.
I am very political. I thought it would be a good idea to let you know who I'm endorsing.
This is a presidential endorsement? Mm-hmm.
Can I endorse a higher level on your music?
Yeah.
For president. How's that?
Much better.
Better.
It's tapped all the way up. I'm so glad we work every day doing levels with Deffy McDefferson. Hello. How's that?
Sounds great.
So that means you didn't hear it for the first 5 seconds.
Well, we heard it.
No, we heard it. It was there.
Now it might be a little hot. Salad, come on, you know, salad.
Come on.
Oh, no, we've ruined it.
I know I've ruined it now. You know, what's the deal with that little machine? We used to, I mean, I swear to God, it's all or nothing.
No, without pulling the curtain back too far, we've made a tremendous advance in the fact that we are now, for the first time,
running. Not an advance as far as I'm concerned. It's a one big giant boil on my ass. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. But the compression, we're running compression on your feed for the first time.
What's that,
time.
Rob?
Coming to this side.
Because we did, Oscar, we did a test before you came in. I worked with Rob.
But we didn't test that music.
Mike, your voice is at a different level than the music.
Mm-hmm. And so the compression.
That's always the case, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that is the case. But
normally we have what are called compressor limiters that kind of equalize that all out. So, I mean, we're having I'm just trying to do a little bit.
Oh, absolutely. And as far as the. Here we go.
The endorsement.
Hello.
No.
That's not how that goes, Mike.
No,
that's
see,
not how that goes.
What we did is we did work on the levels.
Now you can.
Yes, we can. Yes. Hear. Yes.
Now you can't.
Now, yeah. Yes.
I'll actually adjust the music levels the way my wife adjusts the temperature in the car. It's cold. It's hot.
Cold.
It's hot.
Cold.
Hot.
Isn't
cold,
there an auto hot, button cold. That just keeps it one temperature?
Yes.
Okay.
She chooses not to use it. Mm-hmm.
There wasn't, in older models of automobiles, but now they do have a lot of those newfangled cars have the auto button that to control the temperature. Now you can hear it?
Yes.
Yes.
Tell me when you can't.
We Go can't.
On. All right. Let me make sure I put it at the right level. Now you can hear it?
Yes.
Yes.
Do you see where his hands are?
Oh no, he can't. He doesn't change anything. Yeah. It's fine. I want to blame Rob as much as you do.
But this is one thing I can't change.
You can't change it during the.
No. He can't change it because right now he is at the optimal spot of your level coming in from Florida.
Oh, I get it.
Ah.
I think I'm going to slice my right pinky off.
No!
Don't do that. That
won't help. Don't do it, Salad. Don't do it.
Sal. Or I think we can just call him Sal.
Yeah. Better call
I'm
Sal.
I'm looking at Mike's neck. And Sal. It's got hairs standing up on it. Right
Stop
now.
It. Stop it.
Don't do it. Don't you want me political endorsement?
We were hoping.
Yeah, dying for it. But I don't want you to be putting a rusty paperclip through your thumb.
Yeah, don't do that.
De Blasio didn't do that when he endorsed Hillary. You don't need to do that.
Just a second. I just want to peel back the skin of my cuticle. There we are. Oh. Here it goes. Salad fingers. Is voting for Ted Cruz.
Whoa! Oh, just as creepy.
Wow.
He's as creepy as I am.
Is he a relation?
Distant cousin. From the Canadian side.
Yeah, typical and expected.
Amen, mm-hmm. brother. Well, this has been a slice of heaven. But it's time for me. To take me leave. Before I go, can I ask a question?
Sure.
Sal?
Have you any rusty spoons?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Come on, let's see another one.
I'm tired, Mommy.
Quitter.
He's only a kid.
So was I. Only a kid. I learned early. Life goes by too damned fast. You've got to know how to compete and win. I don't want her growing up a spoiled Hollywood brat just because she's Crawford's daughter. Come on, Tina. You lost again.
It's not fair. You're bigger than I am. It's not fair to win twice.
Ah, but nobody ever said that life was fair, Tina. I'm bigger and I'm faster. I will always beat you.
Then I'm not gonna play with you anymore. Ever.
You... Use that tone of voice with me, Missy. Who do you think you're talking to? I'll tell you what you're gonna do. You're gonna march yourself upstairs to your room and you will stay there until I tell you to come out.
The Rolling Stones.
What a drag it is getting old.
You deliberately embarrassed me in front of a reporter. Because I am not one of your fans.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now, here's Mike.
Coming to you live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show, on the air and online worldwide. The Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. If you're here, you do too. The significance of the Mommy Dearest and the Rolling Stones and all, is it a birthday or is it the anniversary of a death?
No. The significance is that that's the instance of Christina Crawford saying that she won't do it anymore. Ever.
Ever.
And for, then,
tribute to my son. Then.
Exactly. That's, and then out of cool. Mommy Dearest into Mother's Little Helper. I always try to make the song match the
And
topic.
How do I sound up there right now?
You just sound great.
Dynamite.
Sometimes, look, I understand listeners sometimes. Some people love the curtain being pulled back. Some don't. We actually sometimes have to get into this thing while it's actually being recorded to make sure that everything's all right. And your confidence level on audio levels, Rob, is because we probably pick on you too much for it, is that as soon as I started doing the opening, you immediately looked over at Oscar, and I was like, suddenly, in my mind, I said, oh, my God, we set it before the show, and now it's not working. So let me ask you, is it working?
It is working, and you sound dynamite.
Your voice sounds fantastic. There's
an easy fix to what happened, but yes. It's not something I want to adjust live on the air because it's something very delicate. Yeah. Well, okay. It'll take 2 minutes after the show, and we can fix it.
All I care about is you're hearing me loud and clear.
Yeah, you sound fantastic.
We've invested so much money in this. I want to make sure that you're hearing me loud and clear. Welcome to the show, brought to you by Indochino. I will tell you, I've had a blast, really, with this new client on the Mike O'Mara Show, Indochino. Let me tell you what they are. They're made-to-order suits, and I never, ever, ever, ever thought that I would be somebody who would get a made-to-order suit, because really, I just think in terms of you got to be a runway model.
Exactly.
If you're going to be doing that. That's not true. I used to also think it was only for rich guys. Thanks to Indochino, made-to-measure suits are now affordable and available to the masses. And let me tell you something else about made-to-order suits. That's the best way you can get a suit, because the quality is so incredible at Indochino that not only do you get it customized to every part of your body, but they are reinventing men's fashion, and a made-to-measure suit is the best suit you will ever own. That's quality. So suit up. You can get a one-of-a-kind custom suit that will have you looking and feeling like $1 million. And I'll tell you, any guy, we all like to get dressed up every now and then. And if you got to wear a suit for work every day, get ready to look the best that you've ever looked. Indochino has made-to-measure dress shirts and men's accessories as well. Everything is backed with a money-back guarantee. Today, TMOS listeners can get any premium suit for just, are you ready for this?
Yes.
$399.
What?
Try anywhere else to get a made-to-order suit for that kind of money. You're not going to do it. That's a 50% discount, by the way. Indochino.com. All you have to do is enter the TMOS code at checkout. Plus, shipping is free. And hey, you know what I look like, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know. People have seen pictures of me, right? You understand what I look like. I got a suit that looks amazing on me. They can fit everybody. You know why? Because they do it for your body. There's no reason not to try your first custom-made suit with a deal this good. Plus, a suit classic from their premium collection will look good, feel good, and it'll last. And that's Indochino.com. The promo code is TMOS for any premium suit for $399 and free shipping. Indochino, your look, your way. And I was just like a little kid when the suit arrived. It's like, the new suit
you put
here.
It on.
Oh, we saw it arrive, and we saw you run out and come back in shorts and a jacket.
Mm-hmm. And to our listeners who are going to take advantage of this amazing offer, I would just like to say, please, when you get your suit from Indochino.com, it would be very helpful for us if you would send us along a picture of you in your
love
suit.
It. Yes.
I want to see the well-suited people in our audience. And, you know, we're getting into wedding season. We've got 20
Zoolander.
Of them. Zoolander. Drab is
getting married.
Getting married.
I'm graduating. Yes. Need a suit.
Yeah.
Pony. Yes, absolutely.
Looking.
Yeah.
You should just get a suit anyways, Pony.
I want to.
Yeah. So I'd like to see you in a suit like once a week.
All right.
I'm going to start the show with Rob Spiewak because I am now, for the first time, this will not happen that often.
Yes.
But I am curious about your hero, your pop culture hero, Jerry Lewis. And I don't know how I became
aware of it. Let's remind everybody who he is.
Yes, yeah. Okay. Yeah, you know,
okay, I'm the guy who runs the board.
Yes.
And I'm a third of the show.
No, we're talking about Jerry Lewis.
What's
right?
that?
Jerry Lewis.
Oh, never mind who Jerry is. Right.
Now, Jerry
Wait. Have the ladies in the room heard of Jerry Lewis?
That's good. I don't know who's there.
Rachel's
so you go
here. And Lou's here. Lou, have you heard of a gentleman? His name is Jerry Lewis, a white man.
Why does it matter?
I'm just letting her know.
No.
No.
Never heard of Jerry Lewis?
Rachel, have you heard of Jerry Lewis?
Never heard of him.
Oh, okay. So this is perfect. God. This is perfect.
What, can I give them a hint? Would it be okay
if I
give them a hint?
Yeah, a hint is great. Yeah, a hint's nice.
What if I tell you Muscular Dystrophy Telethon?
MDS.
No, MDA.
Oh, whatever.
Right. When's the last time he was on that?
2012? 11 or 12, I think. And see, what if I say
and
this?
And when's the last time that was part of the national consciousness? And I'm asking you this objectively.
Yeah, we're not breaking balls here.
Probably, I would say probably 2002.
No, I would say it was part of the national consciousness the last year.
In the 80s?
Because it was a big deal that he was being kicked out. However, it was not
valid. You, it was a big deal. It was not a big deal for the mass.
The telethon as a model probably died in the early 90s.
No, but I'm being serious here. I'm trying to remember. This is going to be a tribute for your friend. I am going to tell you that I'm intrigued by this, but the thing about the relevancy, the fact that these young ladies don't know, the relevancy of the Jerry Lewis Labor Day telethon ended probably back in the late 80s.
Mike, here is my honest answer for you. I think the last telethon that really cooked was 87.
Good year.
Because Sammy died in 89,
right.
And he did the tribute to Sammy in the 89 telethon.
Look at you. You know, you are so cruel, Oscar.
I'm not cruel.
You are so cruel.
This man is a national treasure. He knows when Sammy Davis Jr. died.
Same day as Jim Henson.
Yeah.
You have tried to keep the memory of that telethon alive, even after they canceled the telethon. And I have been right there with you because I probably dig showbiz nostalgia as much as anybody.
The two major media outlets that really pushed Jerry into my life was the Don and Mike Show and Howard Stern.
Howard was an old school celebrity. Howard was old school showbiz. Because we're disc jockeys and we love pop culture.
Yes.
So we grew up loving that kind of stuff. But Jerry, Jerry, like all these pop icons, keeps relevant because of his bad behavior.
Yes.
Yeah, when he's in the news now, it's seldom for a good reason.
Like so many people you like in pop culture, I'm never quite sure where the love of their talent ends.
Right.
And the love of just their notoriety begins. Does that make sense?
It does. And also, keep in mind, I consider myself the national chairman of making fun of the telethon. Because
that is true. That is true.
And absolutely. I never made fun of the cause. I never made fun of the disease or the people who suffered from the disease. But the whole notion of Jerry being Jerry is one of the greatest pieces of entertainment ever, especially towards the end.
I remember as a kid, I would see the 7-Eleven little boxes to put quarters in for Jerry's kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I think as I grew up, I said, are they ever going to find a cure for his kids?
Yeah.
Because I don't know where all that money went.
That's a good question.
That was the rap for years and years on Jerry. And MDA. I have worked for MDA.
Ecstasy?
No.
That's MDMA.
Oh, okay.
You have probably done benefits around MDA, Oscar, because muscular dystrophy was at least when I was coming up in the radio ranks, was the number one. I had an incredible experience with two major charities. One of them was the American Cancer Society, and the other was the Cystic Fibrosis Association. I think that's what it was called.
Great organization.
CF was great. MDA, not so much. MDA was such a massive business that I just found it a bit of a quagmire.
Yes.
And they had so much attention and so much money. And you know, over the years, you've seen, look, everybody, I'm not telling anybody not to donate to great causes because they're really,
they're
people that
fine.
Need your money out there. Come on.
Can you at least let him talk before you offer counterpoint?
I'm trying like hell.
Here's Oscar Santana for the wheelchair industry.
The thing about it is, MDA was a little hanky. Would you not? And Rob, you did more than I did.
Big business.
Weren't they a little hanky?
Big business. And here's the deal. When you have a national broadcast every year on hundreds of affiliates for 21 hours where they just give you the time on big television stations, every market in the United States, there's a lot going on. And I think there's a lot of backstage handshakery and stuff like that.
A lot of expenses, but now the counting has gotten better. And for the ladies, Jerry Lewis was basically the ice bucket challenge of his day. So he was raising money for MDA research.
Here's how you get to Jerry Lewis. Are you ready with the ladies?
Yes.
And Lou is from China, so she's probably not as versed on pop culture as Rachel is, so I will give this to Rachel. Rachel, you're familiar with the Eddie Murphy movie The Nutty Professor, correct?
Yes.
Okay. The Nutty Professor was originally done by Jerry Lewis, And so that is that whole premise, that whole story.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It was a remake of a movie that Jerry Lewis wrote. And so Jerry Lewis, back in the day when he was making movies, made slapstick, silly kind of
broad comedy.
And I would venture to say, Rachel, you would, if you saw Jerry Lewis, you would recognize him. You wouldn't know the name, though. But, Rob, that's how far we are away
that's
from
wild to make.
Jerry being relevant.
That,
you know?
Yeah, it is. And you know what? I can deal with that. But
it pains him.
It does. Because you know what? I think in a way, we all try to stay. I mean, never to the level of Jerry. We all try to stay relevant
but
at what
Rob,
we do.
But, Rob, I don't want you to ever stop talking about Jerry. But I think it's important to stop and we just remind each other that mm-hmm. we have to educate the audience.
There are two ways. There are two. As Oscar heads into his 40s, he will be faced with the same
painful
challenge. There is
for example,
two ways you can go.
I'm sure.
Wait,
let me finish.
Let me finish. Hold on. I'm making a point here. He gets wound up when it's Jerry. He gets wound up. There are two ways you can go. You can go the route of people that desperately try to stay young and relevant, or you can accept Father Time and you can like what you like. And you cannot like what you choose to. I think Rob is pretty well rounded as far as with his kids tapping into new artists.
He knows about
much
One Direction.
So.
Sure.
Much more so than I am.
Fifth Harmony? What do you know about them?
Bieber? I'm completely.
Very hot.
I accept my nostalgia and I don't give a rat's ass if I watch the Grammys and sit there like a 90-year-old man and go, hey, what is this crap?
You didn't watch the VMAs and feel awkward about it?
No, don't care for
the VMAs.
I love the Grammys. I love the Grammys.
But you know what? But I said I might be too old for this.
Mike, you know what? We actually have some overlap on the Grammys.
We do.
When
we
watch, we watch and we see it and we say, well, what is this crap? There is no greater joy than when you see a new artist that you like.
But
you know there's still some music being made.
We also have overlap on pop culture.
We do.
So that is why it gets me back to the point. If I really had a problem with you bringing Jerry, I think I have much more of a problem with Paul McCartney than I do with Jerry Lewis.
By the way, there's a rumor he's playing. He's going to be playing at Hershey Park this summer.
Wow.
Can you imagine an amusement park and Paul McCartney and chocolate? It's the perfect storm.
Well, no,
I'm going to have a heart attack.
No.
I may not live through it.
I know you love Paul. See, here I am. I bust his balls about Paul McCartney. Then he says that, and I go, that would be such an intimate venue to see Paul McCartney.
It's like it would be like him playing Meriwether as opposed to RFK.
Pretty amazing.
So it would be really fun show.
But,
and roller coasters.
So the whole pop culture thing is I overlap a little because I humor Rob because I kind of like it too, probably and I also harbor the same kind of fascination, but at arm's length. Rob will go down to Culpepper and go to a theater
to see
Jerry Lewis.
What's that old adage?
I was in the pit.
If you don't remember your past, we're doomed to repeat it.
That's right. That's sort of right.
Yeah. All right. Whatever.
Those who don't remember history are doomed to repeat it.
I swear to God, this is. If anybody, put this one on tape and send this out. And somebody, this is an example of what this show is. People might want it.
Well, the best
anyway, the thing about Jerry Lewis is this is what I'm getting to. There is a blurb I see online yesterday about Jerry Lewis, and it's Jerry in his first dramatic role in like a million years.
20 years, I think.
And he's like pushing 90. Did this in 2013.
He just turned 90 last month. It's called Max Rose, and the plot of the movie is an old musician is dealing with the passing of his wife, goes through her letters, and finds out that she may or may not have had an affair with a guy he knows like 40 years ago. And it's him dealing with this revelation and figuring out what went down.
Mm. So when are we now? This movie has gotten, all I read was Jerry Lewis got a standing ovation at this film festival. And then when it was over and people had seen the movie, he got another standing ovation. Now, sometimes you get those just because you're 90. But then I saw the clip from the movie, and it's kind of Jerry as this doddering old man laying himself bare. And I said, maybe, because I take all the opinions about Jerry and go, you know, if the performance is there, I don't know. So that's why I decided to come in and talk to you about
it. Well, there's a couple things at play here. When it showed at Cannes in 2013,
it was a rough cut.
It was an extraordinarily rough cut. Almost
that effed up the whole thing with the movie because they rushed it to the Cannes.
It was explained that it was little more than an assembly. I mean, they just put it together and showed it.
And that potentially doomed the project.
Yes,
right?
But it is still being worked on. I think it is slated for a release as we stand right now.
I thought it's done. I thought the movie is done now.
Yeah, and I think it's ready to be released.
Straight to DVD?
But here's the thing that's weird is I heard, are you familiar with Ileana Douglas, the actress?
No, but I'll look.
You would know her if you saw her.
Yes.
She was on the show with Jay Moore where he was an agent.
Ah, yes.
But anyway, she was in that movie. She
Bob
took
Sugar?
Give Oscar an a-hole. That'll perk him up.
Yeah.
Jay Moore. Oh!
Oh, yeah, he's funny and young.
Not so young anymore.
But she took that a role in Max Rose just to work with Jerry, and I just heard her on Gilbert's podcast. And she's unaware of the release date as of a couple weeks ago. But apparently it is finished, and Jerry took the part based on the strength of the script. Now, say what you will.
Can I read the blurb to you?
Yeah,
that
please.
I read?
This I
is what got it. Legendary comedian Jerry Lewis received two standing ovations at MoMA. What I don't know what the hell that
the
is.
The Museum of Modern Art.
Museum of Modern Art on a Sunday. One upon entering the world premiere of Max Rose, a new drama starring Lewis as the title character, and another following a Q&A in which Lewis poked fun at virtually everyone who looked at him, while also thanking all in attendance for being a terrific audience. Packed with scores of lifelong Lewis fans, the event took place 1 month after a Museum of Modern Art retrospective of Lewis's career. Shot in early 2013, they go on to talk about the movie. Despite the misstep at the Cannes Film Festival, we talked about
right
sending in the rough cut. Noah, who is this guy that's the director, I think, or the guy that put it together.
The guy who is in charge of the project.
Daniel Noah, says the final version of Rose is exactly the movie he always had in his head. Lewis stars as a retired jazz musician whose wife of 65 years has died. After discovering an intimate note from another man, Rose begins to question the strength of his marriage and starts looking for clues to identify Eva's suitor. That's just a cool, and it's this picture of Jerry Lewis. Oscar, I'm going to show this to you.
Please.
Because it's this picture of Jerry Lewis that is just so well lit.
Yes.
And it's so dramatic.
Oh, wow.
And,
it's so,
and it just looks to me.
This might be good.
It looks like it would have, and I thought of Rob, and I said, man, Rob and I have done some movies in the past, and I would love to.
You're coming up soon. I would love to see it.
I'd love to see it.
I imagine that it's the kind of movie that will play in D.C. and probably not in the burbs. So it would be a good one for us to see. When you consider Jerry as a dramatic actor, you need to think of The King of Comedy, which was, I guess, 30 years ago.
Which we, you and me and Don, we adored that. We play clips from it to this day.
And granted, he's sort of playing himself in it. But there are some dramatic sequences that are very good.
And
also,
he's not bad. He's not bad at all.
No,
because he's the real guy. Dennis Miller said to me years ago on the show, he said that he thinks Jerry Lewis is funny when Jerry's being serious.
Yes.
Not when he's trying to be funny. Mm-hmm. I feel the same way. But at the same time, there's a lot of anger and a lot of angst and a lot of good stuff in Jerry, which would make him a great dramatic actor, just like Jackie Gleason and all the greats. Like, these guys were just filled with all those showbiz insecurities, and they became famous so early in their careers, they had smoke blown up their butts forever.
Right.
It was really, I don't know. I just, there's
but
something
what scares me
about
it, what scares me about it is as good as he was in King of Comedy, one of his most recent projects was he played, I think, Richard Belzer's uncle.
Yep.
On what's the detective show?
Yeah, kind of like a homeless guy, right? Just he played
not homicide.
I thought that was
what is the Belzer show?
NCIS? No.
The Wire.
It's the quintessential New York one.
Dick Wolf produces the one.
Yeah, Jesus Christ! Law and Order.
Law and Order. Yeah, he was on a Law and Order.
But here's
and
the
it
thing.
Was a misstep. He was not good in that
because he tried to chew the scenery.
He did.
He tried to chew the scenery.
The thing that I walk away from this.
That's an overacting thing.
Oh, I thought he was eating.
No, he was not really. He did that in The Errand Boy. He literally.
Hey.
Here is my hope. As I was very pleased that one of my other idols, Mel Brooks, was able to sort of cap his career with the producers on Broadway, and that erased a lot of the bad stuff he did during his weaker era of his career. I hope this serves as a nice button on Jerry's career.
Well, he won't have any more.
I don't think so.
This will be it. And he's still, you will accept the fact that he's still a bit of an a-hole.
A bit. He's a legendary a-hole.
He's a legendary a-hole.
Like many very talented people who go through what he went through, he is not well regarded as a friendly guy.
No, and you know what? For the talent level, it's the same way I feel about Buddy Rich.
Mm-hmm.
He was a legendary a-hole as well, but the talent was there. Now with Jerry, I think the talent I've always questioned, because I look at his comedies and I go, okay, you know, that's just that's clown-like. I didn't think, look, if you like that kind of comedy, I'm sure he's iconic. You love slapstick.
I love slapstick, probably
more than any other form of comedy.
But also, and I don't want to just be the guy defending Jerry here. There are other great directors that took classes with Jerry, and right. his book, The Total Filmmaker, is still considered the Bible by Scorsese and Spielberg and filmmakers that really changed Hollywood as we see it today. It's not just the style that you need to look at of his movies, because that's right. his comedy style.
But
as a movie maker, he was very, very good.
Wasn't it at his egomania at such a level that he had to invent technology to direct himself?
Yeah, he invented the video assist.
Isn't it great when he pulls a real fact out? That's mm-hmm. absolutely true.
A lot Oscar. Of people That's would interpret that true. As advancing the film industry and saving money.
But it's not. But you know it's not.
But that's Oscar's interpretation.
No,
it's directing
it's not.
Himself.
It's a common interpretation. His egomania was insane. His egomania still is ridiculous.
Yeah, of course.
But it's fat. But I'm still fascinated, and I really and I
hope
I root
it's great
for him.
I hope
and,
it's
and,
great.
And maybe it's the whole nostalgic thing I'm on right now. I root for it to be wonderful for him.
Yeah.
But at the same time, if he gets the accolades for this, and who knows how far it will go, there will still be people in that audience who go, oh, here he comes.
Yep,
here.
Exactly.
Because he'll believe his own press again, because there's not a humble bone in his decrepit old body.
One of the greatest examples of it is the total reinvention, and I've followed it, the total reinvention of how he and Dean were friends at the end of Dean's life. Not buying it.
Yeah,
the book
right.
came out after right. Dean died. He wrote a book called Dean and Me, and all right. of a sudden they were buddies again. They yeah. didn't speak for 50 years, but it's,
right.
he likes right. to be in the spotlight.
That is obnoxious. I can't believe, you know, you would work with somebody that long. And that we're going to take a break right now. We will take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills. More fun coming up on the Mike O'Mara Show. I'll talk about my family getting rid of me and how conflicted I truly am. And also how I think I got to walk with a little more swagger down here.
Oh,
with
really?
With the mean girls. I really do. I think I do. I think I'm tired of being a nice guy.
You know, Jerry
really
Lewis am. Walks great. Look how Jerry
like
walks.
Jerry. Yeah. I'll walk like, that's what they, interns, that's what he used to do. We'll take a break. Come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Carla O'Mara here. Oh. You know what I was just thinking about?
Yeah.
Yeah. You guessed it. What am I always thinking about? It's so much
I don't like that promo. Turn it off.
Other
Hold
you
on.
Wrote it. You wrote it.
Fire one. Fire two. Fire three. Fire in the hole. Fire in the hole.
I think you got it, Commodore.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Hey, you know that room in your house? It's got a sink. It's you know, it's got a dishwasher and a stove. It's called the kitchen. You want to cook live? Cook live. This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Blue Apron. And Carla, you were supposed to bring me more stuff. Did I talk about the Duca spiced cod?
You have not,
week?
Mike.
No.
You have not.
All right. Let me give you a great example of a food stuff that I have never regularly eaten that I am now enjoying because of Blue Apron.
Yeah.
The beet.
Oh, the beet. Oh, it's a
red
root crop.
Beet. Duca or Duca spiced cod with warm beet, carrot, and arugula salad, which was about one of the most delicious things I've ever had. We're talking about Blue Apron. It's fantastic. There's a picture of it right there. It's delish.
Oh, beautiful.
You'll love it. For less than $10 a meal, Blue Apron will deliver all the fresh ingredients you need to create a delicious home-cooked meal. Thank you to everybody that's been posting their Blue Apron online. I really appreciate looking at that.
Nice.
Each meal prepared in 40 minutes or less, it's absolutely delicious, and all the recipes are between 700 calories per portion, not 1700. Tasty and good for you. Right now, get your first two meals free by going to blueapron.com/TMOS. When I do a Blue Apron commercial, I swear to God my mouth waters. I look at this
food. Solid meals.
It is. They're very delicious. So anyway, go to blueapron.com. Our treat. The first two meals on us. Go to blueapron.com/TMOS. Blue Apron. You can click on our website, and there's the ad right there, and that will take you right to Blue Apron, a better way to cook.
Yum.
So not today, but tomorrow, Mrs. O'Mara is taking 10 days to go visit her mama. She's taking the little guy.
Is she
leaving
walking?
Me with
Why
the
does
smelly-
she need 10 days?
She's flying.
I mean, that's quite a...
That's a long time.
Amount of time.
She's flying, baby.
Fly, baby. Fly.
She's flying. She's flying up there, baby.
Is she flying up here?
Yes, yeah, flying to Virginia.
Oh, and, nice. Does she want to come in and maybe panel with us? That,
that
would
be
great.
So awesome.
Oh, my God. I didn't realize. That's a fantastic idea we're not going to do. So anyway, she is getting
right
on a plane. And
yeah.
No, she's not paneling. She's not right down the street.
How about your son? Can he panel?
He can panel.
Okay.
I'll have him take an Uber. He'll come in with an Uber, and we'll do it that way.
For kids, it's called a Gerber. It's a little car.
So here's the thing. I realize now I don't spend a lot of time away from the fam. I'm with them all the time because I work from home.
Were you invited on this trip? I mean, you're coming to basically your home base.
Yeah.
Well, no, I'm coming up in a month. So, I mean, I'm going to be there. So it doesn't, I thought it, she just wants to see her mom. I think she's probably missed her mom because it's been since the wintertime that she's had a chance to get up there. So this was a trip that they talked about for a while. And it was kind of a last minute, but it makes me realize they're going away and, you know, I'm going to be basically here with the dogs and, you know, I mean, it's
well, you
really...
love the dogs. The dogs are good company.
Wait, it's just sad. Just for context, please. Was it a trip that was planned for a while or a last minute? That's what you just told us.
Well, I mean, I don't know when she planned it. Maybe a month ago. Maybe?
Okay. So that,
or
that
really
makes sense.
Has she been planning it for about 10 years?
It was probably. I think it was planned. I think it was planned before my mom passed away. So
are you at all nervous that this 10 days is just a little too long for you?
That's a long time.
Well, what I'm concerned about is I don't do well on my own. I don't do well alone. I don't do well at all. And, you know, I truly feel sad that, you know, she does take care of me. I'm here to admit it. She does prepare my meals for me and make sure that I calorically... I have to turn the sad music off, God damn it, stop it.
I thought that was just a guy
strolling through. Just tell her. She can
I don't
come up
know
with
how
her,
I feel. There's part of me that says sleeping past 5:45 in the morning on a couple of days.
Oh, my God, that's right.
That's a big
will
win.
Will be pretty incredible.
Big win.
There's a part of me that says playing golf more than I normally
doing
do.
Doing what you
be,
want when you want.
Yeah. When I want, eat. But I have to.
It's like your
my
classic
goal,
bachelorhood days.
My goal is to actually be less... way less when she comes back than when she leaves. And that's going to be very difficult for me. Yes, you know
don't
what I'm
set
doing.
Set yourself up, Mike. Don't
I'm not setting myself up, but if I don't talk about it publicly, then I won't do it at all.
Every time
just,
she leaves, you go straight
I
to Culver's or whatever it's called.
Culver's.
Yeah, yes. Right after the show. Yes, and you get your meals.
Yeah.
And April is a month where we are inundated with fast food ads. I mean, they're just everywhere because it's, you know, time, buds bursting, bees humming, time to burst out and get your eat on. And, you know, I mean, I did fantasize about how obnoxious it would be for me to drive on down to Buca di Beppo as a single and just sit in the Pope room and eat the linguine large clam sauce. You know, and sit there with a whole cauldron of pasta.
You don't need to do a, you know, like a step by step. You don't need to do a step by step plan to stick to, but you should paint with broad brushes.
Right.
Don't go to any place while she's gone that involves the words family style.
Or di Beppo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or Buffo.
Buca di Beppo.
That's right. So don't
that
do that.
Just sounds fat.
Have a nice flight, Carla. Mm-hmm. Take care of yourself. See you later. Okay. All right. Checking the flight board. Yep. Oh, there they are. They landed safely. Time for me to go down and get a bigger plate of pasta now.
It would be
yes.
a great surprise for her if you were down.
Yes.
It would be. It would be the best in her. This is the way
a
she
grand
was.
Gesture.
It would be the best gift that I could get. Why are you laughing?
Because I
because
think
you're laughing because you know I have absolutely no control.
She would be delighted if she comes back and you're down, say, a couple pounds. But she'd be satisfied if she comes back and you're still alive.
You're even.
Yes, still alive.
No, just alive.
Rob, you're even
Rob,
standing.
Rob, actually, you said even. Rob knows where I want my bar set. Yeah. Yeah. Where she gets off the plane, I'm like, welcome back, honey. I'm still breathing.
She gets
I
back.
I put the distilled water in my CPAP machine.
She gets home. And there's a man in your living room outlining your body in masking tape. You know, Mrs. O'Mara, he almost made it.
You know, when I drive back from the airport after dropping her off, yes, there is a Culver's right there.
Of course.
And there now is a Pollo Loco.
Oh, wow. Oh,
that means crazy chicken.
International.
Mm-hmm. There, or no, it's Pollo Tropical. I'm sorry.
Oh, tropical chicken.
There is a Chipotle.
Mm.
A
roll
Chipotle.
Them
by the way, nobody goes to Chipotle anymore.
Yeah, I went yesterday.
No more lines. You went
yesterday, and I'll tell you what.
No big deal.
There were Mike. Amazingly, I've never felt better, and the crowd was thin. There was not a wait.
Well, they've
now
done,
is the time to go because they're trying harder.
They've done everything they can. They are supposedly the most hygienic and clean restaurant in the fast food business, period.
Yeah.
So that was that before all
that's
the
after,
crap,
this is or? After. This is after.
After yeah. the yeah. fact. Yeah. So how did you notice? We haven't even talked about Chipotle. Did you notice anything different when you went in there?
Yes, because the Leesburg Chipotle used to have lines out the door from 10 a.m. till 3 in the afternoon.
But outside of that, the same like skeezy plastic cutting board where they're dicing that grilled chicken after they get it off their
skeezy grill. Funny you should mention that,
yeah.
And the guy, and what they have is the ambivalent man with a knife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the same kind of grill,
cutting chicken,
right?
Yeah.
I think the prep in the back is what really was getting them.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got some bad lettuce or something, didn't
so,
they?
Got
hey, man, stay away from the bad lettuce.
Bad
I know
lettuce.
We joke, but I think now is the time to go back.
And it was yeah. empty. It was great. In and out in a minute and a half.
What is that place down the street from the studio that you and I went to, Oscar? That green stuff. What is that?
It's Sweet Green.
Sweet Green.
Yes.
What's that?
You know, Sweet Green
going national.
It's basically what you would find in Manhattan or Glover Park, and it's just
douchey salads.
Douchey overpriced. Pony is right, and I love it when
salads.
A fit man chimes in with that. Douchey overpriced salads. You could not be more accurate.
I'll have
with that.
The douche ranch dressing on the side.
here's the green bottle of liquid to wash your green salad down. It is only $400. Enjoy. Yes.
They don't have a regular Caesar. They have a kale Caesar.
What is the what's the burrito place that's right up the street that's good?
That would be Jesus. My used to be my go to.
Yeah, you took me there before.
Surfside.
That is excellent. And that
now,
is
can
fresh
I just
food.
Say this? I know
expensive
that we have
as well,
made
though.
It is though.
Let me chime in with the fast food update here. We have talked a lot about the hot dogs that they're creating at Burger King, and
hot
I didn't
dog.
Mention that I had one last week. Hot dog.
Hot dog. No, you didn't mention that. Nice.
I snuck out and had a, maybe 2 weeks ago, I snuck out and I had a chili. I stand by it. It is a go-to.
You might have a better Burger King than I do then.
Yours was that bad? Really that bad?
When you have a fast food restaurant, when the roll is actually borderline stale, they move so much bread in a fast food restaurant, how can they not keep the roll fresh?
Would you rather have a soggy roll or a stale roll? If you had to choose.
If I had to choose, I suppose stale.
Stale.
But you know what?
I go stale.
That's the answer.
Definitely.
Absolutely
but
correct.
But why should you have to have that if you're paying for their new
you're
top-notch
dog? You're paying $2.
Yeah, exactly.
What do you expect is coming your way?
I expect to see what's on the menu. And
did they toast the roll?
This
do you think they might have
toasted
the roll and it really wasn't stale?
It was not. It was stale, Mike. There's a difference.
What did you put on your hot dog?
I got the one that had the chili on it. Because there's two, right?
Yeah, there's the regular and the chili.
The regular and the chili.
That's my boy.
And you know what?
That's my boy.
Why do you ask questions where you already know the answer? Yeah. You're like
did
a lawyer.
Do you have cheese on it? Do you have cheese on, cheddar cheese on top of the chili?
I believe...
I mean, there's a package.
I was not horribly impressed with it, but I think it was chili, cheese, and onion.
Did it stop you from eating it?
No. I paid for it, damn it.
You know what? They're fantastic. I would love...
Could
what
you
time
eat two in
open?
A sitting, or is it just a one hitter?
Did I get two or one? I might have gotten one because I got fries with it.
Hot dogs are best enjoyed in even numbers.
Yeah, that's true.
My God.
Well, no, the best hot dog, you know the hot dog that's overrated is the Costco hot dog.
Disagree.
Absolute gross.
No, it's great.
Just a big bun.
I've never
big
had it.
Dog, big meaty, and then you go over to that little wheel of onions that, I mean, I swear to God, you might as well put that in the men's room. That is so disgusting. Do you put the onions on your hot dog with that little what do they call it? The
carousel?
An onion dispensary.
An onion dispenser where it's like an organ grinder and you poop out all these tubercular onions on your hot dog.
The hot dog is not my go-to at the
pizza.
At the Costco snack bar. No. My first thing that I get would be the turkey sandwich. Their grilled turkey sandwich is fantastic. Then the sausage
put, is that the
peppers.
One they put pesto on?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, the pesto sandwich. Yeah.
Yes.
See, that's what you say. That's for people at Costco that say, we're going to get the healthy
being
turkey
healthy.
Sandwich. But there is more.
Because that's what I say.
There are more calories in that
it's
pesto sandwich.
It's a turkey Big Mac.
It is a turkey Big Mac.
But the pesto itself is just oil and cheese and pine nuts. That's
and then the sausage and peppers is the second. But the thing about the Costco hot dog is they actually sell the hot dogs that they use at the snack bar in the Costco. And they are the best. They approach Hebrew National without paying Hebrew National prices.
Hot dogs you bring home to cook yourself.
Exactly. Now, I love a grilled hot dog. I think that's
like
the
a grilled hot dog.
That's the
best way to do it. You fire up your grill outside when it's cold to make a hot dog?
I have, yes.
Or do you grill it inside?
You don't grill inside.
You can get the thing with the grates and put
that
in.
You can put
a man grate right on top of your
I've done it. I've done the man grate thing. Yeah, but right. I like it outside. I think it's the best way to do it.
Okay.
I like to battle the elements, Mike. Makes me feel like I'm hunting and gathering.
We could go on for 3 hours doing this, but we do need to break. Absolutely essential.
I feel like we just went 10 rounds.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I feel hungry.
My mouth is watering. Really is.
Where's the closest Burger King to our studio in D.C.?
Remember, we sent the interns out, and they came back with one Big Mac. One Whopper.
It was DuPont Circle.
Yeah, Angry Whopper. Yeah. DuPont Circle.
Oh, DuPont Circle?
Yeah, it's just too far, Mike. It's just
too far at this stage of the show. Yeah, but I'd like to try the hot dog experiment on tomorrow's
show. Tomorrow would be great. I haven't had it yet.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I'd like to do that. We'll take a break. When we come back, more fun and more thrills. You are listening to The Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to The Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Tracker. Hey, everybody, I want to tell you about a wonderful new device that everybody on the show has been enjoying and using. It's Tracker.
Love it.
It's really eliminating losing things because now you can put that in your rearview mirror. Tracker, we all have them. I have them on my key. Oscar has his on his keys. He's showing you the right now. It's about the size of a quarter.
Yeah.
Rob tracks his dog with it so he never loses his dog.
The dog collar. Is, the collar is what we
the
lose.
Dog, the dog collar. You didn't put it inside your dog.
No. It's on the collar.
Right I have it on my mom.
No, you don't have it on his
mom. Well, it's on her keys.
Okay.
You know where she is at all times.
Well, you know, did I ever tell you we have a drop cam in our house so we have proof of life of my mom when she's alone?
Yes, to monitor her.
Yeah. That's still going.
Mm-hmm. And then if she leaves the house, you've got Tracker now, so you know where she is.
Know where she is at all times.
If you get on your Tracker app and with their incredible network, and they've got 1.5 million devices, by the way. They've got the largest GPS network in the world. Oscar would actually be able to see if his mom was like in Las Vegas or something.
That's right. Got to keep an eye on her.
Truly, truly amazing. But here's the cool thing about Tracker. Not only do you look on your iPhone or your smartphone or your tablet, you can also go the other way and press a button on Tracker if you lose your phone.
That's the best.
It's that easy. It's fantastic. Never lose anything again. TMOS listeners get a special 30% discount off their entire order. Just go to thetracker.com and enter the promo code TMOS. That's T-H-E, tracker.com. The hardest thing you'll ever have to find is their website. Go to thetracker.com right now.
Hold it. What?
Yep.
Huh?
And use the TMOS code for 30% off. That's thetracker.com code TMOS. So I mentioned to you guys that Mrs. O'Mara is taking a little trip. I'll probably be playing a little golf with the Mean Girls down here.
Yes.
And I decided that I need more swagger. Even though I'm not a really good golfer.
Because
I don't play
swagger.
As much as I need to have a little swagger and less concern over being liked.
Yeah, because
I'm done with it.
You're
I'm really
Mike O'Mara.
That's right, Mike. Mm-hmm. If you're not pimping, you're limping.
Yes.
Yeah, but nobody gives
gross.
What was that?
Never say that again.
What did he say?
If you're not pimping, you're limping. That's just not right on so that's many
so
different
white.
Levels.
No, I just I'm
if you
I'm
are
really
not pimping, you are limping.
Talked about the fact that you come down here and you know, I am in charge of Los Angeles. That's a movie. That's the movie on Golden Pond. But I come down here, I'm the silly little fat boy. And you know, I come down and because I am thinking about it, I think it's affecting my psyche. And I know I've been going through a lot lately, but the fact is that now I think I'm just going to be
just being
I'm just
going to
go down.
I'm going
to well, but being myself is gregarious and talking to people, Oscar.
If
and you know
they
it,
don't
it doesn't
want that,
fly
then F
down
them
here.
Sideways.
Yeah, no, but I'm not going to force myself on.
No,
those
you don't.
Nads
just
anymore,
be yourself,
you know?
And then see where the chips lie. I'll
well,
give you an example.
I've tried.
There's
that.
A
Mike, and see where the chips fall as well.
There's yeah. a there's a fight. There's a fighter.
Didn't he say chips fall? What did
no,
he say?
I said chips lie.
The chips lie.
Chips lie.
Hey, chips don't lie. I believe it was a very popular record.
I'm trying to help this man. So
keep
listen.
Trying.
You know what? You're right.
I love those cookies. I love those cookies. Chips hello. Yes, go ahead.
So Oscar. There is a fighter pilot in our cohort. One of three, right?
Yeah, he's killed 10 students.
And he is coming. He's coming out of the military. He's a Top Gun graduate. And in some of our classes, he was when we had to present, he was lacking this confidence. And
fighter pilot?
No, and I was shocked
present.
because during his presentations, he just wasn't as assertive as he should be. And I remember taking him aside after class because he just had asked me for some pointers, and I said,
"Get mm-hmm. the tower.
You land a multi-million dollar aircraft." On a aircraft carrier, right?
Yes,
on a
right.
carrier. You do it in the middle of the night. You have to
Did
make
you walk up to him and say, "You just crashed and burned, Maverick."
No. But I had to remind him what he's capable of. And this is nothing compared to doing that. Mm-hmm.
Well,
right?
That's because you have lived a life where you have led with your cojones. Yeah. And that can get you, you know, a long way in this world. Look at your presidential candidate there. But, you know, that's I think a guy, sometimes it's just the personality of I come on this show and I feel very good about being me.
Yeah.
And I know that's probably a little twisted, but then I get around the atmosphere, which I have described as mean girls in high school, and I just, I sometimes wish it was just a little more
you're
of a
over,
relaxed
You're
thing.
Overthinking
I'm overthinking it, and I'm worrying about it, and I'm here to tell you I'm not going to worry about it anymore.
Don't.
I'm not going to engage other than, look, the thing I've learned, here's what I've learned about this world down here.
Yeah, tell us how tough country club living is.
Mm-hmm. It's not tough. It's easy. And the thing is, but there have been guys down here that have been doing it for 20 years. There are guys that have been doing it a long time. And the running joke, in fact, a consistent joke down here is nobody cares about you.
That's probably true in that circle.
And what that's in reference to the golf game. The only person that cares about that bad shot is you. And I think it also applies to outside of the actual game itself. And so with that, armed with that, I'm just going to be like, yeah, okay, speak when spoken to, bust balls if I feel I want to bust balls, but really not try to really overdo it. That's the way everybody lives now.
But it's a two-pronged attack.
But it also sucks. It also sucks.
It's a two-pronged attack. I like the idea of live and let live and do what you want to do, but what you have to do is make sure that when you're in that mindset, it's not taking away from you having a good time. Yeah. Because that's why you're doing it. You're not doing it to go out there and just say, I golfed 18 today. I can knock that off my list. You're golfing because you enjoy it.
And I don't care about being honest about that. And really, and anybody that has ever dealt with the workplace or any social situation, everybody has it. You know how it is when, if you have a friendly exchange with people that normally don't have friendly exchanges with you, it kind of makes you feel good, right? I'm not going to give a rat's ass about that anymore. That's because that
you
because
shouldn't.
It's just too. It's too.
You've got nothing to prove at this point in your career and
this
in your life.
Mm-hmm. This is true. But can I also say that I wish it was different?
Well, of course.
I wish it was more mature. I wish it was more. I didn't realize that, you know, when you're getting ready to hop in the casket, you're still in the cafeteria at lunch.
Mike,
it really, really sucks.
Well, you can remember, and I think what our listeners should also, like our family here should also remember, is that you don't have to be like that.
Right.
No.
You don't.
No, I don't. I don't have to be like that. But I also don't. there are only so many times you can try to engage, and I discussed this on the other shows as well this week. I might have talked about it on the bonus show.
You've been working on it.
Where I'm just, it's just if I'm gonna be prejudged,
yeah,
I'm not gonna. I'm shutting down.
Do you
I'm
have to play with these guys? Can you just
no,
play
not
on
necessarily.
Your own?
But you know what? Here it is. It's all about the level of you want to play anything with guys that are doing it better. And look, you're right. It's a wonderful life. It's a wonderful lifestyle. It's a lifestyle that I'm able to enjoy and work from home and do the show where I want to do the show.
It's a dream come true.
Let's not get happy.
Oh.
Dream come true. You know. What? Be careful what you wear. This was never a dream scenario. This was more like a plan to downsize, to be honest with you.
Yeah, but if you have to downsize, this is ideal.
It's a good place to be. Yes. I like the idea of also raising my son down here. If you want to know where my future lies where I'm not really concerned about being out here every day and doing this. I'm concerned about watching him grow up and being the Mr. Mom driver where I drive him to everything that he wants to be. I'm
going
to be the
engaged
dad. As long as I can do it, that's what I want to do. And this is not living vicariously through him. This is just supporting him in totality to do. And that's really how
he may just want to go to Culver's.
Hey, okay. Yeah, not my boy. All right, pal. Not a chance. There'll be some direction.
Some of my favorite memories as a kid were Saturday when my dad was in town. I knew that Saturday was fast food day, and we would either go to Godfather's
Pizza. Saturday with my
pizza.
Son is already breakfast day. I take him out to breakfast. That's what I like.
Or McDonald's, if we were lucky. Jerry's sometimes. Exciting.
The thing about, we're armed with a lot more information now, but that's his little thing, and we already have that little drill where we go out, and I don't know.
So you go out for breakfast.
We go out for breakfast. Mommy sleeps in, and we go out for breakfast on Saturday mornings. That's what we've done.
That's a nice tradition.
Months, and it's like, he likes that. He's in a mommy phase right now, so
like
he
Pony.
Really is.
Don't go F yourself.
That's taboo.
Those phases sometimes last for a very, very long time.
They do. Sometimes you're almost 30.
Glenda, we're taking vacation in July.
But, I think...
Mom, I bought matches. We're ready to go.
See, girls, Pony has an illicit relationship with his
mother.
No,
it's not illicit. What it is just, it's very close.
This is how squirrely I am, okay? You know people
so
worry about...
You get shots in the ass of
B12. Hey, my mom's just trying to take care of me. Nothing wrong with that. Right.
Mm. Oh, Scott, let me need that.
I just got one on
let
Monday.
Let me need that red mark. Let me need... Let me get this... Let me suck the
I lay on the
out.
Bed, pull down my drawers, and she gets me right in the tuchus.
That was a long time ago.
I get them every month.
You still get the
every
B12
month, baby,
shot
yeah.
from your mom?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How does that... Do you get an immediate health benefit from that, do you think?
Yes.
Energy.
Yeah.
Really?
I don't get sick. It's great.
Really? Yeah, I watch him not get sick all the time.
No, I don't. I used to.
You had a cold this winter. You were hacking away all winter
long.
Yeah,
but that's one cold.
That
one cold.
For one
I got
year.
One cold.
Yeah, no, but Mike, think about it. I'm going
How long was the duration of your cold?
I would say a week and a half.
Week
2 weeks.
Half,
2 weeks.
Okay.
I'm going to
4 days.
Ground Zero, a university, at least once a week, right?
Yeah.
Or twice
that's
a week. Where there are germs everywhere.
Yeah, but you don't go anywhere near the junkie studio anymore, so you got that going for you. That's it. Oh, by the way, let me take this opportunity to congratulate our friends, the junkies.
20 years.
John Cakes Auville, Eric Bickle,
John Paul
Lurch,
Flame.
John Paul Flame, and all those guys, Jason Bishop, I should say his real name, on 20 years and a really, really great run. And congratulations to them.
The run of runs.
They've had quite a run, and who'd have thunk it? I'd be sitting here, in this Mattel studio, and they would be doing that. But I congratulate each and every one of them, and when I get up there, I'll maybe drop in on those guys.
You should.
I always like to say hello. They're very nice, but I always have to have something to promote, so I'll fake something. I'll do that.
Yeah.
I'll fake it. I'll have.
What should you promote? You know,
well, it's funny you bring that up. Because tomorrow on the show, we're going to talk about a new venture that is going to involve the listeners and Oscar.
Listener.
Please, please, please. I wanted to do it Tuesday. I wanted to do it Wednesday. And I forgot to do it. So I got to do it.
I will remind you.
Have to do it tomorrow. We have to talk about it tomorrow. Because this is something that many of you have been clamoring for. And we finally have an opportunity for you to do that. And Rob knows about it. Oscar knows about it. I know about it. Tomorrow, you're going to find out about it. And I promise you, you will not be disappointed. And I want to make this the biggest and the best ever of this type of thing, which we've done before.
Yes.
But this time, I want to make it really special.
Special?
Special.
I truly do. So that was
Cat
kind of all over the lot.
2016.
Yeah, and I'm going to walk out. This is going to be my mean face when I walk out of the studio today. When I'm just walking around the community today, I'm just going to like this.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
They'll say, look how horribly James Franco has aged.
Spring bright. Spring bright. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, it's the news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Go down the list. Let's see, I've got clips from the Mike O'Mara Show, the Bonus Show, the Tony Perkins Show, the Robin Joe Show, Cake and Cookies, probably not, Tech 411, doubtful. What am I missing? I'm missing something. Oh, wait, I'm missing you, the listener. You can be on OmeraCast. So why don't you reach out through Facebook at facebook.com/OmeraCast or on Twitter at OmeraCast and let me know that you want to be on the show. Come on, let's talk about all the fun shows on More Broadcasting and have a great time getting to know each other. Or I'm going to be stuck talking to Mermelstein again. And remember, if you just want to listen, you can always download us directly on the TMOS app.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Ask yourself, are you doing everything you can to make your life as wonderful as it can be? Well, if you're not subscribed to the TMOS Bonus Show, the answer is a resounding no. Excuse me for the stammer. Each week we record a sixth episode of the show. It's uncensored, it's commercial-free, and it can be yours if you subscribe to the 2016 TMOS Bonus Package. Subscribe to a year of bonus content and you'll get unlimited access to all of the 2016 content, plus the entire bonus show anthology. That's over a 25% savings. It's all waiting for you at MikeOmeraShow.com. Look for the banner marked TMOS Bonus Packages. And if you've hesitated, just because we're already a few months into the year, listen to this. When you subscribe, you'll get an entire year of access from the day you sign up. So whether you want to buy it, give it, or renew it, click that bonus banner and get it done. The TMOS Bonus Package.
Banner.
Order it today because you deserve all the happiness you can get. Have we met yet? The TMOS Bonus Package. Am I right? Of course I am.
News.
You know who Eric Stone Street is? Cam from Modern Family? You know
yeah,
that guy,
yes.
Right?
His cuffs are different color on the inside and the outside.
Yeah.
Cam from Modern Family revealed on Ellen yesterday that he is on Tinder.
Wow. Cam's straight, right?
Yeah, he is.
He's straight. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he's played a variety of different characters. You can see him in the movies. I'm trying to think of the one
actor that plays Cam.
The actor, Eric Stone Street. Obviously, people are surprised when they hear this because he's rich and famous, but he said, quote, "I very rarely meet people because I get nervous." This is funny. He added, I love it when a guy lays himself bare like this. He added, quote, "I shouldn't be eliminated from participating in what's going on in the world just because I'm on TV." I agree with that.
Oh, yeah.
He's a very, very funny and a good talk show guest. He did Letterman towards the end, and he talked all about how when he got rich and famous, one of the first indulgences he got, he bought a professional meat slicer. Like you see in a deli, like a Hobart.
What a great thing for a fat guy.
He had video. It was great.
Oh, that's awesome. As for how it's going on Tinder, he said, quote, "I've had all varying degrees of fun."
Oh.
But he wouldn't give any details on that.
Man,
so,
it's a brave new world.
He's probably having a blast.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Kate Hudson, another lady likes sex. Kate Hudson, she's done the rock star thing several times with no success. She's had a lot of different relationships. Mm. So now she's trying athletes again. On Monday night, she went out on a date. Hey, if you're going to date the NFL player, date the coolest, J.J. Watt of the Houston Texans.
Hey,
she went on a date, and they did what normal people, normal annoying people do. They played around with Snapchat filters. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, okay.
J.J. Watt, you know, some would say that he's coming off the prime of his
game, right?
Yeah, maybe over the hill. Yeah.
But no, he's not over the hill. He can still play, but he didn't have that great a season last season.
Okay, he just crested the hill.
Yes, but...
coming off the prime of his game.
Yes.
That's right. Mike, exactly. Let's let the chips fall where they lie.
Well, because he... because on average, an NFL player, usually, as far as the talent level and how great they play...
he's in his prime right now. Yeah. He's in his prime. He's got two more seasons.
Last season was really rough. Really rough. He didn't perform. But that Verizon money made him soft.
Yeah, you might be right about that. Some say that about him because he's gotten too much adulation and too much attention. But, you know, he's up there right
now.
And
is Kate Hudson the dream killer? That's the real question.
Were they able to find the Snapchat filter that makes...
Hold on. Wait, this is important. He just brought up a sports thing that I'm tracking with because, you know, she dated A-Rod.
Yes,
and that's I think she dated A-Rod right around the time all that crap was
Every
going on.
Every time she dates someone, something happens.
Absolutely.
Evil woman. No.
They showed some pictures online, and they may not have been their first date. On Saturday, JJ posted a picture of roses, wine, and cookies for two, but he didn't say who the two were. I didn't think of Dream Killer. You might be absolutely right about that.
Yeah. Yeah. Best of luck to him.
Kate Yoko. We'll see. There you go. Yoko Ono. Anyway, there were reports yesterday that Lindsay Lohan was engaged to her rich Russian boyfriend, Igor Taravasov.
Oh, yeah. We've heard about this one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. In my club, chop his body up and put it in vault downstairs next to kennel with dogs. that's just that name. Anyway, Lindsay's rep came out later and said the rumors were untrue. A friend says that they are living together, and quote... Imagine, like, Lindsay walking around in those, like, oversized panties of hers, you know, sloppy, running down the hallway. Igor! Where are my cigarettes?
I imagine them living in the building in the Kremlin with the big onion domes.
A friend says they're living together, and, quote, they seem to be getting more serious. She added that Lindsay is in a really good place and enjoys flying under the radar and staying out of trouble. She's even taking cooking classes. So in honor of that, I'd like to say to our listening audience...
like my cookie.
You know what she's learning how to cook, don't you? Meth.
No, stop.
Everyone hates loud chewers, but they are having the last laugh because apparently they're hated and skinny. A new study out of Brigham Young University.
That's a different joke, Mike.
A new study out of Brigham Young University found that, little Polony down here, people who chew loudly end up eating 30% fewer calories than people who chew like normal human beings. I meant to call you earlier and said we needed Dennis Murphy's potato chips. So have that somewhere.
You know, Mike, I've actually been chewing the entire show. No one can hear me.
Do you remember when we had Dennis Murphy eating potato chips?
Yes, it actually
took great chewing sounds
took
of all
3
time.
Years off my life.
Because he'd chew the potato chips and then like every third bite you'd hear.
Oh, yeah. He'd coo. And also, he would breathe in a lot. So it was.
Yeah, because it's tough getting the researchers say it's because when you hear yourself chewing, it's, quote, consumption monitoring cue. That's what it is. So that helps your brain monitor the right amount of food you need to be satisfied. And I'm a quiet chewer. I don't want my brain to know how much food I'm eating.
And that also, I think I know why I'm fat, because all I eat is pudding.
Hot dog. There's a guy who lives in Port St. Lucie, Florida. His name is Randy Yannacone.
Is that close to you?
Port St. Lucie, I can get there.
Okay.
It's Florida. He's totally normal, 60 years old, and isn't a criminal, but he got a letter last month about a warrant for his arrest. Back in 89, when he was 33, Randy was working as a janitor at a Jewish community center in Norwalk, Connecticut, and he stole a TV. Apparently, he gave it to a guy to cover a debt.
Okay.
The Norwalk police found the TV that year, and the guy said he'd gotten it from Randy, so they issued a warrant for his arrest, but he disappeared. Fast forward 27 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's not clear if the warrant was automatically generated by the Norwalk police or if someone bothered to hunt him down with his new address, but it went out, and somehow over the past 27 years, Randy turned super honest, possibly too honest. His brand new conscience took over. He booked himself on a flight to Connecticut, got there on Sunday, went to the police department, and turned himself in.
Whoa.
Wow.
He was charged with third-degree larceny.
Yeah.
The statute of limitations hadn't run out because the clock stops on that in Connecticut when someone leaves the state.
Ooh.
And you know what's the worst thing about that is he was on the he was free and clear, and now you literally cannot give away a tube television.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't give it away. I had a 36-inch high-def Sony Trinitron, and I couldn't give it away.
Very good. Now a little something. A guy was busted in Two Harbors, Minnesota on Friday for speeding down a highway in his 2016 Chevy Camaro. Hi, Brad. And he was doing 171 miles an hour. A cop also clocked him at 168 and 143.
Wow.
And the cops had to get his car, the cop that was chasing him, had to get his car up to 135 miles an hour just to get close enough for the guy to see his flashing lights and pull over. The cop says it looked like quite a rocket on wheels. The guy got a ticket for careless driving, but he could be in more trouble once he's in court. In Minnesota, you can have your license revoked for doing 100 miles an hour, and this guy went 71% over that. Somebody did the math on that.
Wow.
That's funny. When the cop asked the driver if he really was going that fast, the driver replied, "Oh, you betcha, yeah." Okay,
that's it. Thank you.
Sorry for stumbling all that. We'll take a break. Come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
And I'm Gary Stein.
And on this week's episode of the show, I'm going to explain to you how I'm building my feet up to be the strongest feet in the universe.
And I would just like to say that that is so pathetic.
No, I'm going to have big, beautiful feet because of a new workout I'm doing.
Only you, buddy.
And we've got the latest on the Battle of the Bad Songs. Check it out this week, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe to the show on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
Buy a t-shirt.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Thank you, Gary. Appreciate that. And look at Regis. Regis, how are you? It's so good to see
Regis.
You.
Regis.
Hi there. How are you?
Hi,
computers, they're the wave of the future. With a computer, you can check the weather, do a complicated math problem, even order a pizza. Computers also let you go shopping from the comfort of your own home. Just remember, when you shop Amazon, you see, anytime you purchase something through our Amazon link, we get a tiny percentage on the Mike O'Mara Show. It doesn't cost you any extra, and it's the best and easiest way to support this show. You'd be crazy not to do it. Ride the wave of the future. Computers. Use computerized technology. Bookmark our Amazon link and use it like crazy. Remember, if you need it or want it, Amazon has it. Go to MikeOmeraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon button on our website or use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart. I don't give a damn what you do. Then shop like you normally would. It's that simple. It means the world to us. Thanks, buddy. Welcome to the 21st century.
Reach.
Did you have Regis or somebody else?
No, I was envisioning a sort of a 1950s narrator.
Oh,
but that gives us tomorrow.
Maybe next time. All right, very good. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Let's open up the audio vault for today, Wednesday, April 13, 2016.
You know, I very seldom get an audio vault request from Oscar.
Yes.
But he sent me one. Are you familiar with the name Michael Winslow?
He founded the town in Arizona?
No. You were standing on the corner there.
I got seven women on my mind.
Exactly. No, he's the guy from the Police Academy movies that makes noises with his mouth.
Jonesy.
He was also in Spaceballs. This is a performance of a Led Zeppelin song. Everything except the acoustic guitar that you hear is being done by Michael Winslow on a microphone.
Okay.
And it's pretty damned amazing because he sings, he does rhythm, he even does guitar feedback. This is Michael Winslow with an unidentified rhythm guitarist doing Led Zeppelin. That distortion is him. Also, one take.
Wow. One take.
He's doing this live.
It's
not multi-track.
That's fascinating. You just say your jaw hangs open when you listen to that, you know?
Here we go. It's amazing.
using the mic distortion to get those sounds, and he does it like, you know, he's used his microphone better than anybody. That's incredible.
It's great.
It's really
great. It's so much fun.
When do you hear the end where he actually does feedback? It's only a couple more seconds. Stay with me. Pretty damned amazing. I like
what
it.
Show
cool.
Is he, what show was he doing?
It was, it was like a British talk show.
Yeah, it was a British talk show.
Yeah.
Graham Norton, maybe. Yeah. Right. That's
it was
very cool.
It was very, very cool. Now, Robert came to me with a dilemma. He says, Dad, I don't know what to watch tonight. I said, What's up? He said, tonight is Kobe's last game and also the game that if Golden State wins, they break the record for most wins.
Yes.
So hello, I said, Cappy.
So I said, what I would do, watch the Golden State Live, DVR the Kobe game. That was my suggestion to him. But as a tribute to Kobe Bryant and playing his last game ever tonight, I'd like to spotlight one of the greatest moments in his career, and there's many to choose from.
Okay,
but this is his 1998 record KOBE when he was a rapper. So here's Kobe Bryant busting it out.
But I must take risks to find a honey that's legit, whether she push a bucket or six bucks with some mad chips out on her own or not by the
so sad when athletes do this.
They all do. Athletes always think they can do this.
Shaq had an album too.
But Shaq's hit.
Because it's not enough. It's not enough to be a gazillionaire and a successful athlete. You want more.
K-O-B-E.
I forgot about this.
Yeah. K-O-B-E. Okay.
I'm sure Kobe wanted that as well.
Yeah. Whoops. That blew up a lot easier than the Carla promo.
Yeah.
You know who was on Capitol Hill yesterday?
Who's that?
Bono.
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was the first Bono on Capitol Hill since Sonny Bono.
But, please, too soon.
Way too soon.
Yeah. Way too soon. Skiing accident. Sorry about
Mike,
that.
You made me spit. How about that?
Sorry about that. Sonny. Sonny.
Oh, no.
Now who will run Carmel? Sonny. He bit it. He was on, Bono was on Capitol Hill talking about his initiative to fight hunger. I think it's called One, right?
Yes.
But he also issued a way to fight ISIS. And although it seems a little goofy in the beginning, I think he's sort of genuine about it.
I think comedy should be deployed because the first people that Adolf Hitler threw out of Germany were the Dadaists and the Surrealists. It's like you speak violence, you speak their language, but you laugh at them when they're goose-stepping down the street, and it takes away their power. So I'm suggesting that the Senate send in Amy Schumer and Chris Rock and Sacha Baron Cohen. Thank you.
Bono's fun.
Yeah, but you
Bono's
know what?
Fun and
it's
he cares
a,
about
it's
the
a
world.
Wonderful thought that, you know, maybe we're giving them too much credit if we laugh at them.
Well, it's what we talk about here. How about we just don't talk about them?
Could be.
Yeah, it's true. You know, you take away our fear and you take away their power. He's absolutely right about
Here's someone we can laugh at. Donald Trump had a rally in Albany. And it's, again, I like to play these when Trump sounds like Mike doing Trump.
Mm-hmm.
This was a clip that was pulled by Kimmel that's just amazing Trump stuff.
We're going to start winning again. We're going to win
Not
so
edited.
Much. We're going to win at every level. We're going to win economically. We're going to win with the economy. We're going to win with military. We're going to win with health care and for our veterans. We're going to win with every single facet. We're going to win so much, you may even get tired of winning. And you'll say, please, please. It's too much winning. We can't take it anymore. Mr. President, it's too much. And I'll say, no, it isn't. We have to keep winning. We have to win more. We're going to win more.
Scares the crap out of me.
Do you think he ever walks off stage and goes, what the hell was I talking about? I mean, that is the most fantastic imaginary conversation I think I've ever heard.
So it's just, I don't know if he's coming off the rails or not.
You know, you can't help but laugh, and then it's scary at the same time.
Oh, it's scary. It's scary.
Translate that into German, it would sound like,
you don't need to translate it. You do not need to translate it. Let us close with this. I believe we have time. There is a thing trending on Facebook. It's another one of those let's mess with someone who just got their teeth out videos. But I have a connection to it. This is a family in Leesburg. Two brothers pranked their sister. The older brother has been a substitute teacher of my son Robert many times.
Oh, wow.
And he has a reputation of being one of the funniest subs in the school. So if you get him to sub in your class, he's a funny guy. This is what they did. They got their mom in on it, and they tricked their sister into thinking that zombies were attacking Leesburg.
Yeah, she just had her wisdom teeth pulled.
Yeah, okay.
But I have not listened to it yet. I saw this online, but I didn't click on it.
So the whole thing runs about 4 minutes. Here's probably a minute of the best moments.
The Center for Disease Control in Washington, D.C. has issued a viral outbreak warning. State and local officials have reported cases of high fever, nausea, death, and even cannibalism. Stay in place until further notice.
Okay, I'm pulling the driveway right now.
We're not the U.S. Marines. Why can't we start going now? I see zombies.
Yeah, it's literally all over the news. You're gonna need to defend yourself. I can't be with you the whole time, okay?
How am I supposed to defend myself?
Listen, we can only take one pet. Which pet? The cat or the dog?
The cat, you idiot! No!
What do I do with the dog?
He's the worst! He's already dying! Just leave him!
Okay, I'll get the cat. Millicent, we can only take Funfetti or chocolate cake. Which one do you take?
Funfetti?
Do you want Funfetti or chocolate? Should we go to Costco first?
No, it's gonna be a bloodbath in there.
Millicent, what about Mexico?
Why do I have to be on this side?
Millicent, what if...
It is worth your time. Worth your time. Take a look at it. Good stuff.
Note to self, always click, because, man, that's fantastic.
That is your Magic Audio Vault, Leesburg. I'm glad you're safe.
Fun fact.
Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
Cue the new closing theme. That's it. Another Mike O'Mara show has come and gone. Be sure to join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with the Mike O'Mara show with a letter or package, send it to TMOS, Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia 20177. To get your message or birthday request into the Wednesday mailbag, send it along to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com, and we'll do it on Thursday. Don't forget to take our survey. Click the banner ad. How's everything sound? You guys
awesome. Great. Awesome.
Is the mix okay?
Yes. Sure. Yes.
The Mike O'Mara Show relies on your word of mouth.
Oh, that's good. Do that.
Mm-hmm. Tell a friend or family member about TMOS. Make sure they get it, too. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying, see you next time. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.